The night air of Chiba still smelled of soy sauce, but a stiff breeze from the east made it a little more bearable. Anya and Ken walked silently through the darkness. Anya was bursting with questions, but felt that Ken was waiting until they were seated in a restaurant before he would open himself to conversation. Twice he seemed to have almost forgotten something and swiveled around so suddenly that he startled Anya.
Are you all right?
Yes, I'm fine.
Down a side street with small shops specializing in bits of arcane martial arts souvenirs, they found a small family-owned restaurant with a hushed interior and nice, comfortable booths. The laminate tabletops seemed almost out of place, given they were somewhat removed from the more modern digs of Tokyo. Anya chalked it up to yet another weird paradox that so typified Japanese society.
The menus are on the placemats.
Ah, so they are. They're in kanji.
Ah, so they are. My apologies.
Any suggestions?
Well, that depends. Do you trust me?
So far.
The waitress came over and Ken ordered for them. As they sat waiting, the waitress returned with two bottles of Sapporo beer and poured them into tall glasses. Anya watched as the head foamed up to the brim but didn't overflow the lip.
Congratulations on taking your first ninjutsu class, Anya. Kenpai.
Kenpai. And my most sincere thanks to you for taking me to this tonight. It was, suffice it to say, amazing.
You have many questions, I assume?
Not many, but I would like to know what I witnessed there tonight at the end of the class.
The Golden Test used to be almost the ultimate exam for a student of ninjutsu. The teacher would test the student's ability to sense the intention of the killer. In the old days, it was done with a live blade. It goes back to what I said earlier. The ancient traditions had methods for getting rid of the idiots before they could damage the system.
Rather a final way to do so, though.
Sure. But the martial arts have had to adapt to modern society, so nowadays we use a padded sword. Still hurts like hell if you get whacked, though.
Did you take the test?
Yes, a while ago now.
And you passed?
Not the first time. I got bonked on the head, too. That's how I know it hurts. But passing it is like nothing you've ever experienced before. I had failed the test and thought I knew what to expect the second time. When I suddenly passed, it was because my body took over and got me out of the way of Sensei's killer intention. I didn't pass because I suddenly thought I should move now.
So if you can get out of the way of your conscious mind, you'll do okay?
Yes and no. It's not a turning off of your conscious mind as much as it is an awakening of your deeper primal instincts. Surely you understand that there lies within all of us the ability to summon incredible strength and sensitivity during times of duress.
Sure, I can accept that idea.
Well, the Golden Test awakens something that has lain dormant for a long time.
It's fascinating. In all my years as a student of martial arts, I've never seen such a thing.
That's because most martial arts don't teach these things. As time has passed, they have gotten further removed from what they were designed to do, teach warfare. Ninjutsu is almost unique in that regard. Oh, here's our food.
What did you order?
Sashimi. Tuna, eel, and sea bass. I hope you enjoy it.
Anya split her chopsticks and used them to pick out a slice of the red tuna. She dipped it in soy sauce and then plopped it into her mouth, chewing slowly to savor the taste.
Mmm. Oh, delicious. How do you say that in Japanese?
Oishi.
Definitely oishi. So, now that I've been formally introduced to the world of ninjutsu, when do we start our hunt for your ancient Vajra?
Tomorrow.
Not tonight?
Why, are you in a rush?
No, but I thought you might be, considering it's been missing for so long.
There's always something going on to keep us from a schedule. I've found the less I hold myself a slave to one, the better.
I assume you have a starting point?
Absolutely. But I won't tell you now. It's safer that you do not know.
What's that supposed to mean?
Surely you know that any time there's a treasure to be found, there will always be other interested parties out there looking for it.
You think there are people after us?
After you, because of your association with me, no doubt. Or, at the very least, interested enough in you that your safety might be compromised.
I've only been involved with you for one day, Ken.
Yes, and some people would consider that one day too long. I'm sure that steps will be taken to assess your risk level to the operation to recover my family's artifact.
And if they determine me to be a problem?
I think you know the answer to that.
Anya finished her beer. Danger was an inevitable risk in her profession, and truthfully, she'd grown somewhat accustomed to it being in her life. If she was being honest, she almost enjoyed the thought of the adrenaline rush.
What do you suggest I do to make sure I stay safe?
You might consider not going back to your hotel tonight.
Not go back? Where would I stay?
With me. My apartment is quite large by Japanese standards. There's plenty of room, and I promise I don't snore too loudly.
Well, the offer is a kind one, and I'm certainly tempted.
But you'll pass. I expected you would. In fact, I would have been surprised if you accepted my offer.
But you made the offer anyway. Why?
Hey, I might have gotten lucky. I'm referring to the offer, of course.
Of course.
Well, did you eat enough?
Plenty. It was all incredible.
Good. We should get going, then. Trains stop running at midnight in Japan, and if we stay any longer, we'll have to sleep on a park bench somewhere near Ueno Park.
Ooh, no thanks. That doesn't sound inviting at all.
Amid many bows and thanks, Ken and Anya made their way out of the restaurant. A light, misty rain fell as they wandered back toward the train station. Slowly, the lights in buildings and shops went out as the town tucked itself away for the night. Anya shivered in the slight wind and then felt Ken place his arm around her. Something stirred in Anya, and she turned to face Ken.
It's late.
Ken turned her back around and pressed her toward the station.
We might just make the last train back to your hotel.
On the car, only a few other passengers sat. The jostle of the car bounced Anya against Ken a few times, and she did little to avoid it. It reminded her of the playful little bumps that had marked her high school love life. But since then, her affairs had been few and far between, usually only with very limited and very controlled consequences. In truth, she didn't have time for much of a love life. Her career meant the world to her now. And with her constant expeditions to the furthest reaches of the planet, Anya had no illusions about maintaining a serious relationship. Still, Ken was nothing if not enticing. And tomorrow would be the start of their journey. Anya was looking forward to spending more time with him. A lot more time. 20 minutes after they started, the train rolled into her station.
What?
We're here.
They walked in silence through the empty streets. The sky in the distance was glowing a murky yellow as the lights of the Shibuya district shined. At the front entrance to her hotel, Ken stopped.
We're here.
Thank you for showing me home.
Anya kissed him on the cheek, momentarily taken aback by her own brash move. But Ken seemed unfazed by it. He merely smiled and bowed quickly.
I'll see you in the morning. Have a restful sleep.
Anya watched him walk down the street until the shadows seemed to swallow him whole.
Where did that come from? Anya Creed, you need a good night's sleep.